No lobby is feared more in America, or catered to by U.S. politicians, than the Jewish lobby. As former President Jimmy Carter once said, if a politician doesn't play ball with the Israel lobby, he will not be elected. If he's in office, he won't be reelected. And I add, the Jewish-owned media, allied with the Jewish lobby, will either smear that politician or ignore him. Americans must know the extent to which the Jewish lobby has grown in America and their operations to subvert the legislative process on Capitol Hill, both at home and abroad. At home by corrupting our political system, and abroad by dictating American foreign policy against America's best interests. Today I'm going to focus on one of the leading Jewish lobbies, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as AIPAC. AIPAC is the most powerful lobby of all the lobbies listed on Capitol Hill, with an employee roster of over 150 and with an operating budget of a stated $80 million. AIPAC knows how to throw its financial weight around. On AIPAC's website, they keep an active file, a profile of every single congressman, every single senator, showing how they vote on Jewish and Israel-related issues. This is a not-so-subtle message to our elected representatives, who are supposed to represent the majority of Americans, not the tiny minority of the Jewish population, which makes up less than 2% of America's population. Yes, this is a not-so-subtle message to these politicians, that if they don't vote what's good for the Zionists, their career will be ruined. On AIPAC's website, there is also an announcement for their annual summit meeting to be held this October in sunny Florida. Here's how the invitation reads. Be part of an elite group of political activists who will have the opportunity to meet the most influential men and women whose decisions will determine the future of America and Israel. This one-time invitation is exclusively reserved for those who contribute a minimum of $3,600 to AIPAC every year. Register now. Now we come to today's briefing on AIPAC's website, which will send shivers up and down your spine. Here's how today's briefing reads. 200 U.S. Marines join a battalion of Israeli soldiers in the largest joint U.S.-Israeli infantry drill held in Israel. This drill included a military incursion into a mock Arab village. Explosions triggered by pyrotechnic engineers shook the night as forces battled from Arab home to Arab home. This exercise continues a growth of joint U.S.-Israeli exercises in Israel. This fall, an even bigger infantry drill will be conducted involving tanks and armored vehicles. Do you see what thrills these wicked warmongers? Now, what are we going to do to stop this hostile force in America that is bleeding our tax revenues in their bloodlust of genocide towards Arab villagers and getting our own U.S. soldiers involved? My fellow Americans, this is what the Brother Nathaniel Foundation is all about. This is why I started it. Please come join me to stop this wicked Jewish lobby in America for the future of our nation and for the future of our children. This is a battle that is worth fighting, and we must fight it to win.